بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the depth of our hearts. My dear respected friends, in the first 10 days, or possibly in the second 10 days, a comment was made on the Cape Townians regarding Cape Point. Those that were in the i'tikaf at that time will remember the incident. There are brother from Cape Town that felt very hurt about the statement, so I apologize from the bottom of my heart for hurting the Cape Townians' heart. Secondly, yesterday, on a lighter note, we spoke about the Kanamiyas, and some of the Kanamiyas felt very hurt about using the word Kanamiyas. My dear respected friends, this was done in all joke and jest. Like in South Africa, when they want to make a joke, and they always sing Van der Merwe. In Cape Town, they used to say Abdol and Abramji or Khamji, what was it? Khamaji. In India, they used to say, for the Sikhs, any jokes they want to say, they will say Sardarji. So likewise, we use these little terms, not abusive, not trying to run somebody down, but just for laughter, because they say laughter is the best medicine. Don't want to sit here like a lion and just, you know, must have joke sometime, laugh, be happy, merry. So all Kanamiyas, I also apologize from the bottom of my heart. But it is just a saying amongst the Indian community, especially the Gujaratis, that the people that are from the village or from the area of Bharuch, they're known as Kanamiyas, they're all known as hot-headed. But I'm married to one, really. They're not hot-headed. When I flew, they never said I fly crooked. No, they're not hot-headed, really. I don't know where did they start getting the saying that Kanamiyas are all hot-headed. Maybe Dr. Nana can tell us, his wife is also a Kanamiya. Right, now, forgiveness to all for hurting your people's heart. Let's cleanse our hearts. Forgive one another. For tomorrow night is a very blessed night. We've got to prepare for it from beforehand. But before we get to tomorrow night, let's worry about tonight. Today, when the sun sets, till the sun sets tomorrow, is the day of Friday. This day of Friday is more virtuous and significant than the day of Eid. And not only in this world, but in the year after also, that the day of Friday will be a very, very auspicious day. Like is mentioned in the hadith, that on the day of Jummah in Jannah, all the men will get together on a plain, big field, and a beautiful fragrance will flow with the wind, and it will come on to all those people sitting there, like we sit together for Jummah every Fridays. They'll be sitting, and that fragrance will come on to them. All they are sitting and waiting for is to gaze at Allah, because a few curtains will be removed on that day and people will look at Allah. And that will be as if the day has been made, and they will be so happy in Jannah just to look at Allah with those curtains away. My dear respected friends, there are many virtues to be done in this blessed day of Friday, which is the noble sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing we should always remember in our lives, that any virtuous day carries more virtue. Like 15th of Shaban, Laylatul Qadr. We read one subhanallah in these auspicious days and nights, you get more reward than any other ordinary. Likewise, on the day of Friday, after the sun sets today till the sun sets tomorrow, any worship of Allah that you do, inshallah, you will get more reward than the balance of the days. But the day of Friday is the chief day of the week. Muslims throughout the world should honor this day. Really, in India, this last Friday of the month of Ramadan, they really honor this and respect this day. You won't find not one single Muslim that will not go for Juma Salah. No matter where he is, what he is doing, they got so much of it for this last Juma of the month of Ramadan. So my dear respected friends, not only in the month of Ramadan, but out of Ramadan, let us bring that great day of Friday into our lives and honor them. Now, on this day, a lot of Salat ala Nabi should be recited, as much as we can. Because on this particular day, any Salat ala Nabi is recited, is presented to Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a golden tray. With the reciter's name and the father's name of the reciter. So as much as you want it to be presented in the court of Allah the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read that much. If in that golden tray you want to send 10, send 10. You want to send 10,000, send 10,000. You want to send 100,000, send it. Allah make easy upon you. You Mujahid Alawi's brother? Huh? Yeah, I'm seeing him, it just remind me that Mujahid Alawi, who is here every year for Etikaf, sent an SMS yesterday that he's conveying his salams to all the brothers here in the Etikaf and give them the good news that I made tawaf for all of them. One tawab, but he will send the sawab for all of those that are in the etikaf. And he is making dua for them. So I'm just conveying the message after seeing the brother. So I accept the message from Mujahid Alawi from Cape Town. Now we continue, my dear respected friends. One thing we should always in our entire life remember, that of all the devotions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem, whether you're reading Salat, whether even if it is Farz Salat, Sunnat, Nafal, Wajib, whatever Salat you are reading, whatever devotions you are doing, needs acceptance in the court of Allah. But Salat al-Nabi does not need acceptance in the court of Allah. It is assuredly accepted, even if a person unmindfully recites Salat ala Nabi. It is accepted in the court of Allah. So my dear respected friends, if something that is assuredly accepted in the court of Allah, we should increase it and read more. For Salat ala Nabi has a lot and a lot and a lot of benefits. I'm just going to read a short extract of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the whole hadith, because we don't have time. Sometimes Ustaz want to kill me, want to take out his ghani, want to kill me, you're going too much over time. But the result that the ma'amuls that have to be done thereafter become very, very short ma'amuls. Quran also, you have to only read a page and stop. Zikr Allah, Allah also you do, you have to read about, you know, 100 and stop. So I don't blame Ustaz. Try to cut it as short as possible, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. It is just many ahadith that is brought together. And in short, we say that whoever of your ummah recites salat on you once, for him shall Allah write down 10 righteous deeds, wipe out 10 pardons, 10 faults, and raise his rank tenfold. In another narration of another hadith, it is said, from amongst your ummah, whoever recites one salat, I will send 10 mercies for him, and whoever recites salam once, on him shall I send 10 salams. That is what Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, other ahadith show us that if we read one salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will get a reward of setting free 10 slaves. And by reading much salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world we are accumulating noor by the recitation of salat ala Nabi. Other ahadith teaches us that when you come to the pul sirat, the bridge that is going over Jahannam, which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword, and believe me, that bridge goes for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers, because Jahannam is a very, very large and a huge place. It is all dark, total darkness. So you need light to cross. So that light, you can accumulate it by reading much Salat al-Nabi. The more you read it in this world, the more light you will be accumulating. So my dear respected friends, read as much salawat as you can. Every year we are asking the brothers, please make it of your daily habit to read over 1,000 salawat every single day. Some people find it very difficult. But really, my dear respected friends, it is not difficult to read it. It is how we think in our mind. That is the way we are going to act. If we say we love Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are going to read the Salat al-Nabi because we love him, Allah will make it easy for you, and it will be possible for you to read the Salat al-Nabi. But if you say, so difficult, how am I going to read 1,000? I can't even read 1,000 Allah, Allah, Allah day. Where am I going to read 1,000 of salawat? So the way you think, that is the way you're going to act. So let us all think positive. Because whatever in your lives, not only as far as Salat al-Nabi is concerned, all our affairs, whatever positive we think, it will be positive. And when we think negative, Allah makes it go negative. So let us never ever think negative, because the Sharia doesn't like negativity. Even regarding people, don't think negative about them. That he did this wrong, he maybe possibly did this, he maybe possibly did that, he maybe possibly did that. No, my dear respected friends, think positive, and Allah will always make it go positive. So let us all be positive and make that intention sincere from the bottom of our hearts, that every single day starting from today, if we are not as yet reciting 1,000 salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us are going to do it every day, inshallah. Allah will really bless you, and you will find how your lives will change. By reading much salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 and over, every single day, it will slowly bring the true love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. Not the plastic and pauper love that we have within ourselves now. Because if you have the true love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll want to be like him, you want to practice what he has said, and you want to do everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done. That is true love. Now by much salawat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will be brought into your lives. So make sure that every single day with the correct intentions you read it. Inshallah, Allah will make it easy for you and accept it from all of you. Now, today when the sunset, as was said, is the beginning of Friday till tomorrow Asr time, there are several Salat al-Nabi to be recited on the day of Friday, which has special significance on this day, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for starters, after Maghrib, when the first opportunity you get, that is the eve of Friday, before the Azan, or before the time, I shouldn't say Azan, because in our masjid the Azan go but late, before the time of Isha sets in. Whoever reads 100 times, any Salat al-Nabi, no specific one, anyone, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 in this world, 30 for the year after. So my dear respected friends, ensure that every single Friday, after Maghrib Salat, after you have read your Nawafil, etc., before the time of Isha comes in, you read 100 salawat every single Friday with the correct intentions, and slowly you'll see how Allah Ta'ala will take all your problems and in lieu of these Salat al-Nabi, remove them for you. Second one is that on the entire day of Friday, from the time the sun sets today till tomorrow, in one sitting, 10 sittings, 20 sittings, read 1,000 times the Alpha Alpha Durood, which is known as the 1,000,000 Durood. For the wording of it is also got 1,000,000 in it, that's why, and you got to read it 1,000 times, that's why it got all to do with thousands. The Durood is Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi Alpha Alpha Marra. Alpha means 1,000 in Arabic. 1,000,000 times, you are telling Allah Ta'ala, by reading this one Salat al-Nabi, to send on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thousands and thousands of salawat. Now, my dear respected friends, it is said in the hadith that whoever reads this every single Friday, when the time of his death will come near, then in his dream he will see his place in Jannah. Now again, he's getting this place in Jannah because of the recitation of the Salat al-Nabi and being very, very punctual, reading it every Thursday or Friday. Because of it, he will see his place and he will be getting the Jannah. Now in his dream, when he sees it, he'll know that, oh, now my time to go away from this dunya. So he can prepare himself. If he's owing somebody, he can settle with him. And if you call somebody Kanamiya, you can even ask for forgiveness. And you speak about Cape Point also, you can ask for forgiveness. My dear respected friends, then you go clean your slate and you go with a clean slate to the year after. That's the beauty of reading it 1,000 times. Then the third one, my dear respected friends, on the day of Friday, this is not only for Ramadan, but throughout the year, throughout your life, after Asr Salah, the hadith mentions before standing up, before speaking to somebody. So in other words, where you read your Asr Salah, the Farz Salah, read 80 times, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad Nabil Ummi wa ala Ali wa sallim taslima. Allah will forgive 80 years of your sins and give you the reward of worshipping Allah for 80 years. On a lighter note, I always tell the people, now you don't have to stay awake for Laylatul Qadr. You get it every Friday. Yeah, Laylatul Qadr, you got to stay awake the whole night. And half the night you are yawning and half the night you are falling asleep. Yeah, in 5 minutes Allah give it to you. So come, my dear respected friends, make sure that you read it every Friday. I've mentioned this before and I'm mentioning it again. Person saw in his dream that the person saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, on the surface of the earth, who do you love the most? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I love Zakariya the most. That is our spiritual mentor. So the person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you love him so much? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that for 40 years, not a single Friday did he leave out in reading after Asr the 80 salawat. Can be our lot too. I've learned this in Saharanpur from the itikaf that I said there. Allah's great, great blessing, Allah's great, great favor, and I thank Allah, not out of pride or out of vanity, but as a lesson. Over 35 years, I haven't missed not one single Friday. Whether I was traveling, I was in the air, I was in the sea, wherever I was, never ever missed it for the last 35 years. My dear respected friends, you can also do it. Now by reading much salawat, you will get the benefit of it in the grave after you leave. Then you will see what great benefit I got out of it. Yeah, we can't see, so we can't believe. We don't want to believe. But believe me, really. Now, there are a few fazilets of Friday. I'm going to finish 1 or 2 minutes earlier than usual. Ustad will explain it to you about your turban, about bathing, about putting itar, all that. Ustad will explain it to you. And I want to read a story or two for you from this kitab of our spiritual mentor, regarding Salat al-Nabi.
Let's derive faith from the kitab of our spiritual mentor so that it can benefit us somewhere along the line.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great scholar of the Torah, says, Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam saying, O Musa, if on this earth there were no such people to glorify and praise me, I shall not cause one drop of water to descend from the heavens, and I shall not cause one seed to grow. And he mentioned several other things and then said, O Musa, do you desire to be nearer to me than speech is to your tongue, or thought is to your heart, or nearer than your soul to your body, or nearer than your eyesight to your eyes? Musa alayhi salam replied, Yes, indeed, O Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Then recite much salat on the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You heard from the story, my dear respected friends, that what Allah can do for you if you reach much salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next story is Muhammad bin Sa'id bin Matruf rahmatullah alayhi was a very Allah-fearing, saintly person. He relates, I made it an obligation upon myself to recite a fixed number of salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kitab doesn't say, nor does the story say here, but believe me, it is over 1,000 salawat that they used to read. Like has been mentioned last week and previously also, from the family of our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, there used to be these elders that used to read every single day over 120,000 salat al-Nabi. 120 is no joke, is a big amount of salawat every single day. Not only once a week. Big amounts they used to read. But this story, whatever it is, they don't mention, but it's definitely over 1,000 that he used to fix and read. I made it an obligation upon myself to recite a fixed number of salat on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I lie down at night before going to sleep. One evening, I slept on the top story of my house. And having completed this amal, I fell asleep and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. I saw him entering through the door of the top story, and with his entry, the whole room was illuminated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached me and said, Stretch forward those lips whereby you recited so much salat on me so that I may kiss them. In modesty, I could not offer my lips to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I turned my face. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed my cheek. I was greatly excited and immediately woke up in this excitement. My wife, who lay near me, woke up. We found the whole room filled with the most fragrant smell of musk. For 8 days thereafter, this fragrant smell of musk spread forth from my cheek. Come, my dear respected friends, after listening to these two stories, if a person don't send much salat on Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then believe me, there is something wrong with him. When you stand, when you're sitting, when you're walking, you got free time, read salat ala Nabi throughout the year. Last week I mentioned it and I'm mentioning it again, that from the time the Taraweeh starts till the Taraweeh ends, while the imams are sitting, some of them are, you know, quickly looking at the Quran. They, after every four rakats, they're reading the dua. In that entire time, you can read 200 salat ala Nabi. 200. For the last 2 weeks, I have been counting it. Try it and see. May Allah Ta'ala give us the strength to do it. So let us read much salat ala Nabi, and Allah accept from all of us. Two things, my dear respected friends. To stand and wait for salah is makruh. So when the azan is going, not the brothers got this habit that they stand and they wait for the salah. I mean for the azan to finish, that they can read the nawafil. A lot of them feel that no, there is great reward that if you have performed wuzu, come into the masjid, and even if you read 4 sunnah, you will get the reward of tahiyatul masjid. But yeah, you wait for that reason standing while the azan is going, so immediately after the azan you will start your namaz. But it is makruh. But the sharia is so kind on us, really Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's kindness, we can never ever repay him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the fourth kalima. Is it the fourth kalima, isn't it? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha. No, that's the third kalima. Read the third kalima and make intention that because of the azan or because it being a makruh time, I cannot read these 2 rakats of tahiyatul masjid. Sit down. You will get the same reward, inshallah, just by reading the third kalima. So let us not stand anymore and wait for the salah to start. Another thing, my dear respected friends, that when the takbir starts, you should always remember that the bid'ati group, the Barelvi group, will not stand up for that salah till Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah is not said. So they get up with the dignity of the name of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Sharia has nowhere proof about it. It's a bid'ah act. So let us avoid us also getting up when the Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah is said in the takbir. Let us stay away from it. Otherwise we will also maybe classified as one of those that are acting on the bid'ah. Though we are not doing it out of bid'ah, but it is an imitation of a bid'ah act. So before those words or after the words of the Shahada are mentioned, my dear respected friends, let us not get up. Or let us get up in fact. Then, my dear respected friend, the third thing is that there are some brothers, the size of the miswak is like a tree trunk. And some of them is like a matchstick. Tree trunk nearly don't clean your teeth. But really don't clean your teeth because it's so thick. Nor does a matchstick. The sunnah of a miswak mentioned in the hadith is the size of your small finger or little bigger than that. So if you want to act on the sunnah, use that size of a miswak. You use the tree trunk, it will still give you the sawab of the sunnah. But one sunnah less, you will get reward. For may Allah Ta'ala accept wa akhidawana alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.